MoneyWeb now on the money.
MoneyWeb now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Chatting now with Chantal Marks. She is Head of Research, F&B Wealth and Investments. Chantal, good morning. A happy new year to you. I put a tweet out last night. I was looking at some index charts. Property index is ended 2020 at 15-year lows. The Resi 10 index is at 12-year highs. It hasn't yet got past that 2008 highs, of course. Property resources are either, neither, both of those potentially on your buy list for 2021.
So both are on my buy list at the moment, but in very different ways. when it comes to resources, I think it's very important to start picking your stocks, mm-hmm. Simply because some of the valuations have run ahead of themselves. You also have a situation where you're in a place in the mining cycle where guys are probably going to start spending money pretty soon.
Ooh, yeah.
The reason I'm saying this is because cash flow generation is exceptionally high. Regulatory risk is more or less the same as it was 5 to 10 years ago. And balance sheets are looking in pretty good nick. You also have an undersupply in many commodities at the moment. So they'll have to start investing somewhere in order to replace the supply that is basically lost forever once you've taken it out of the mine and you've sold it on. So for that reason, I think you need to start looking at companies that are conservatively managed and really manage their gearing well and aren't looking to make any crazy moves at the moment, because I think that's going to be probably what will shift resources towards the sell list at some point.
I've had this conversation with a colleague, Wayne McCurry, a number of times, where those balance sheets of those resource stocks are probably the strongest they've ever been, literally in 100 years of mining. But I take your point. The risk is now, what do they do? Do they give it to shareholders? Or do they go buy some giant asset somewhere and frankly, bring risks? Are you going to look at individuals? And do you prefer single commodity miners or the diverse? Or is, again, horses for courses?
Well, I mean, I've always been a big proponent of only investing in the big diversified miners. Mm-hmm. So I really like BHP Billiton, and I really like Anglo American. But what's been happening in the PGM space is very, very interesting. So you have a situation where the market is in quite a significant deficit, mm-hmm. and demand continues to pick up. And even if you have a situation where combustible engines, which is basically the big driver for PGM demand, is replaced by EVs or hydrogen vehicles, the loads in many of those vehicles are still very high for PGM. So you don't have a perfect kind of situation where PGM demand just falls off a cliff. We also have a situation where refining capacity at the moment is very constrained. So that should also support the price. Again, within PGMs, I'll go for quality probably super excitement. And there, I think Implats looks particularly interesting, even though it's already run hard. And then Amplats, which has actually lagged, is also a very high quality name worth watching.
And then on the property side, I mean, literally, this was the sector for a decade or so. It's really fallen out of favor. We saw some big moves yesterday in the property space. It's still tough for them, but there must be some values there. But perhaps, again, stock picking, or is this a sort of a sector wide?
So this one, I actually think you need to look at an ETF. And it's not necessarily because I think everything is going to move up. Mm-hmm. But I think you need to start spreading your risk a little bit. So on the one hand, you have the risk of the kind of the smaller, more levered companies not being able to pay dividends. And then you have the high quality, strong balance sheets, niche players who will be able to pay dividends. But the valuations are so different. So the levered companies are very, very cheap, offering very attractive dividend yields. And the high quality names have re-rated already. And you've got Growthpoint, for example, on a forward distribution yield of 6.5-7%, which is below the long bond yield.
Yeah.
So already that stock starts looking a little bit more expensive. expensive, but it's much safer. And for that reason, I think going into a property ETF is probably the best way and the least risky way to play the sector currently.
And that's usually how I play it, because I find property stocks, yeah, I've always just taken the property ETF as a rule. Chantal Marx, Head Research, F&B Wealth and Investments, really appreciate your time, your insights this morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.